Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Parehas na di isa sa alang-alang ng parehong malalaking partido sa Tasmania ang pagkakaroon ng kasunduan para mabuo ang isang minoridad na pamahalaan, habang opisyal na nagsimula na ang kampanya ng halalan. Ang laban sa mga poker machine, pagpopondo sa mga serbisyo ng kalusugan at paglika ng halap buhay ang inaasahang mangungunang pag-uusap sa 5 linggong kampanya. Narito ang ulat ni Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang Partido Liberal ay may mayuriyang 15 upuan sa mababang kapulungan ng parlamento. At si Will Hodgman ay umaasa na mabawi ng partido ang kinakailangan 13 upuan para mamuno silang muli. Hinikayat ni Premier Hodgman ang mga botante na ihalal muli ang pamahalaan para ipagpatuloy ang pagpapatupad nito ng plano para ayusin ang ekonomiya at ang sistema ng pangangalaga ng kalusugan.
We are committed to ensuring our economy remains strong, our budget is in balance, and we have a strong focus on investing in healthcare, into education, into keeping our communities safe, into looking after vulnerable Tasmanians.
Sinabi niya ang kanyang partido ay nasa pinakamabuting pwesto para magkaroon ng isang mayurihiyang pamahalaan.
The risk of minority government should not be a distant memory for any Tasmanian because 4 years ago, under the last one, Labor and Greens, our unemployment rate skyrocketed, our economy slipped into recession, 10,000 jobs were lost when Labor and the Greens were in government. There is no doubt that the certainty, the stability, the common purpose, the plan that we have outlined is best delivered by majority government and certainly the record shows best done by Liberals.
Diniskwento rin ng leader ng Labor, Rebecca White, ang posibilidad na makipagkasunduan sa mga minor na partido. Subal, sinabi niya maaaring pasiglahin ng kanyang partido ang bilang sa mababang kapulungan mula 7 hanggang 13 sa mababang kapulungan para mamuno bilang isang mayuriyang pamahalaan.
I am absolutely confident with the team that we have and the policies we're taking to this election that we can win majority Labor government. It's been my sole focus to campaign for majority Labor government because I know Tasmanians deserve better than Will Hodgman and his team.
Ang 34 taong ina na lumaki sa isang kabukiran sa labas ng Hobart ay naikukumpara sa punong ministro ng New Zealand, Jacinta Ardern. Sinabi ni White, maninindigan ng Labor sa plano nito na ipagbawal ang mga poker machine sa mga pub at club ng Tasmania kahit paman hindi ito manalo sa pang-estadong halalan.
We know that that $110 million that's lost on poker machines in our pubs and clubs every year will be better spent supporting families to look after their children. We know that that money will be better spent in the Tasmanian community rather than leaving Tasmania, which is what happens to a large majority of that money right now. We will not be backing away from this policy because it's the right thing to do for the health of our community.
Inakusahan ng leader ng Partido Greens, Casey O'Connor, ang 2 malalaking partido ng pananakot na magkaroon ng isang minoridad na pamahalaan. Subal, sinabi niya sa kahuli-hulihan, ang mga botante ang magpapasya.
We've heard all of this before going into state elections where the Liberal and Labor parties try to run a scare campaign on minority government, try to shut us out of the debate. The Tasmanian people will be the arbiters of who governs after the next election.
Sinabi niya ang paghinto ng pagpapalawak ng mga palaisdaan ng salmon ang pangunahing focus ng Partido Greens na hinahangad na makakuha pa ng karagdagang 2 sa kanilang 3 hawak na upuan sa mababang kapulungan.
We're seeing fish farms pop up all over this island, exploration being undertaken by the major companies in beautiful waters like around King Island. People at this election will know that we are the only party contesting it who are consistent on the protection of the marine environment and not letting the fish farming industry call the shots.
Ipinahayag na ng dating independenteng Senador Jackie Lambie na hindi siya tatakbo sa halalang ito. Subalit sinabi niya, nasasamahan niya ang mga kandidato ng kanyang partido sa kampanya. Sinabi ng analista ng politika, Terry Barnes, kung magkaroon ng isang hung parliament, maaring ang balance of power ay mahawakan ng Jackie Lambie Network.
Well, the Jackie Lambie Party has been popping up in recent opinion polls in Tasmania. And of course, Jackie Lambie, now having left the Senate, is back in Tasmania herself. And if good Jackie Lambie candidates stand, I think they've got a reasonably good chance of snatching perhaps one or two seats in northern Tasmania and possibly therefore the balance of power.
Sinabi pa ni Burns, ang isyu ng kalusugan ang namumuo bilang pangunahing konsiderasyon sa mga butante habang ang tatlong malalaking ospital ng estado ay naghahanap pa ng karagdagang pondo.
They are relatively the poorest state in Australia and they have to make their budget stretch as far as possible. That means sometimes taking tough decisions in health and education in terms of hospitals and schools. And it's a question of persuading Tasmanians about what's realistic and what isn't. And the party, I think, that throws too much unfunded promises out there is the one that's less likely to do well.
Ang mga butante ay boboto sa ikatlo ng Marso.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.